If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Comedian Pat McGann, he's always on the road, and he's back in his hometown for a show on Sunday, July 19th at Zany's in Rosemont. He's squeezing us in. He's also opening for Sebastian Maniscalco in Vegas at the Wynn in Vegas. And to catch up and talk about it all is my buddy Pat McGann. Pat, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you, man? Good to hear you.
Good to talk to you. It's been a while. We are kind of, I feel like it's still the beginning of summer, but it's in the middle of summer for our kids. So what are your plans this summer? And how are the kids?
My plans are to continue to just chauffeur my children around. It is insanity with the camps, with scheduling. Like, there is no, I don't make the plans. Like, I used to be dragged places.
Mm-hmm.
Now I used to go on summer vacations. My parents, it would be like a kidnapping. Like, get in the car. Where are we going? Like,
yeah,
we'll figure it out.
To places you never wanted to go.
Yeah.
To places you really never wanted to go,
stuff.
Right? Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. We go to Williamsburg, Virginia. And then my buddies become back from Disney World talking about Space Mountain. I'd be like, hey, can I show you guys how to churn butter?
Yeah, right. Right. Look, I just had 4 days up in Wisconsin with the kids and my girlfriend. And as the kids get older, I feel like the demands and expectations all of a sudden become way higher. Like, I used to run, you know, write up a little rundown of a trip, and, you know, because you have to make reservations here and there. And now my 20-year-old daughter, a few days before the trip, sends me a text, hey, I haven't gotten the itinerary yet. I was like, oh, my God, let me get on that.
That's a good vocabulary, itinerary. You're doing great, Dave.
Yeah, I guess so. So I look forward to that. But what are the big plans for the rest of the summer? Like, how are you going to entertain your kids? Because that's what you're there for, Pat.
I don't know. We don't really have a ton of big plans. We're really just kind of, we are going to do a staycation in Chicago and just kind of chill out, stay out. My parents are going to flip with me. My parents are getting a little bit older, but they're still very with it. And they're, you know, moving around. So we're going to stay up in their condo. They live in Old Town, and we're going to, like, switch houses. So I'm going to go into their sweat lodge. Very hot where my parents live.
Never turn on the air.
Like, no. Yeah, oh, my God. Like, what are you guys typing your age into the thermostat?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, but you find yourself, like, with your kids taking them on vacation, little adventures that you're also taking your parents along. I did that while my parents were still around. They were part of the... Honestly, they were a little bit part of the kids. So I went and picked them up and took them on a trip.
I feel like I'm like, who was it that observed so well in nature? Jane Goodall.
Mm-hmm.
I just observe between the two generations and just watching them all. I got to keep them all off their screens. That's like the first thing.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, can you stop coloring on that thing for a minute?
No, really? Your parents too?
Oh, everybody. But I'm not going to complain about my parents. They're doing good. They're healthy. And they should be. They go to the doctor every day.
Yeah.
My mom's gluten-free now, Dave. You better get ready to adjust to that. We're all adjusting to that.
Dude, I'm
all of a sudden, she's gluten-free.
Dude, now I feel like I'm the pain in my kids, because so am I. I am
oh, you
now.
Are?
Oh, yeah. So my Friday
you
night
bring
fish.
It on your kids?
Oh,
like
yeah.
My mom did?
Oh, yeah.
My mom's just like, hey, you know all that stuff I ate for 78 years? I can't eat that anymore.
And neither are you, by the way. Nobody gets to eat it anymore. No, that's what I find.
It's all good, man.
But that's
are you enjoying the summer?
I am. I was just, you know, I agree with you on the screen time. Like, we were on a boat, you know, in the lake this last weekend, July 4th weekend. And I'm like, okay, if you want to take pictures, I get it. But, like, the rest of you, get off your phones. We're on
oh
a
God.
Lake. Like, get into the lake. Like, you know, whatever. Like, I know you got to keep up with everybody. You can wait till tomorrow. Honestly.
Right.
Yeah, I for sure. But no, the gluten-free thing, Pat, now, like, when I'm cooking dinner, and it's getting better, like, what you can use to make it gluten-free. But in the beginning, I was just dumbfounded that I had to do it. And I would look for recipes and stuff. And the kids would sit at the table and they'd kind of pick at it and they'd put it in their mouth. It would be like, gluten-free? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No case.
But now they don't. Well, now they don't know. No, because now it's gotten a little bit better. This is a few years.
Yeah, now it's gotten better. Yeah,
they have to do this too. I also wanted to talk to you about this. I spent some time with friends that aren't necessarily from Chicago. They're from New York and whatever else, and actually overseas. And I feel like they're just so left out when there's other Chicago people around, because it's kind of like we have our own language. We talk about stuff that doesn't matter to anybody else but us, like worthless information. You know, everybody understands each other, and these people feel like they're a third wheel for hours as we talk about Chicago and stuff, you know?
You talk about the background of every street name in our city.
Okay, I'm doing that. I'm doing
what's
that.
The story between, what's the story behind 79th Street, Dave? Who's that named after?
Yeah, we'll find out.
Don't you feel like they should, like, that bothered me about the South Side, because that's where I live. Like, of all the great names of streets on the North Side, and then the South Side, we got plenty, but, you know, the East West are all just numbers.
They are.
I feel like we could at least hit the mile markers with, like, named after the 85 Bears, like, Emory Moorhead, 87th Street, 95th Street, Richard Dent, you know? That could work.
Yeah. You know what's funny you say that? It's like I live on the O Streets on the North Side, and there's people all the time that are like, oh, you live on blah, blah. Oh, I live on Ozanam or whatever. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know. I know what street I live on. There's 90 O Streets to the east of me. I have no idea what any of them are or how close you are to me. But that's cool, I guess.
I forgot you're from O Block.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an O Blocker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But vacations, like with the kids, are just different now because, as I said, there's like an expectation not just to be with dad, it's to be entertained 24/7.
Oh yeah, it's constant. Yeah, like I said, with the screens, like, you know, and also driving my kids. I picked up my son's friend the other day. He's 12 years old. He's on his phone as he gets into the car. Doesn't really even say like, hey, what's up, you know. And his phone starts ringing. It's an air raid siren ringtone. So you got the air raid siren going off. And then he answers the phone, just oblivious. He answers the phone like he's selling junk stocks. He's just like, hello. That's how he answered the phone in the backseat of my car before he even acknowledged me. Yeah. I felt like I was getting him at O'Hare.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know?
Is he your oldest, or you have a daughter that's older, right?
This was my son's friend.
Oh, your son's friend, even. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but he's 12, like my guy, yeah.
Okay, yeah. As they get older, it just gets a little worse with that stuff, I can tell you that. Well, we're talking to Pat McGann. He'll be on stage on Sunday, July 19th. He's all over the place, but he's gracing us with his presence at Zanies in Rosemont on the 19th of July. But he's also opening up for Sebastian Maniscalco in Vegas at the Wynn in Vegas. And there's more with Pat right after this on 720 WGN. Comedian Pat McGann will be on stage on Sunday, July 19th at Zanies in Rosemont. He's also opening for Sebastian Maniscalco in Vegas at the Wynn in Vegas this August. That was Sebastian introducing you for your first big special. I think it was like 6 years ago already. How did you guys come together, like, on this?
Him, by the way, I just want to say, I do a good amount of radio, Dave. Nobody does and produces opens like WGN and being on your show. You guys are
so dialed in. Appreciate that, pal. Thank you. I mean,
you go on these shows, there's none of that. It's so well produced.
Oh, thank you,
man. So, yeah, I met Sebastian at Zanies. I met him at Zanies in Old Town, and I was the house MC there, and he was coming through. He was starting to really sell out comedy clubs at that time. That must have been, like, 2008.
Yeah.
And he came through and did, like, a week of sold-out shows, and I got to know him that way. And, you know, he's from Arlington Heights. He's from the Chicago area.
Right.
We're close in age. We had a lot to talk about, but also, like, I kind of stayed out of his way, and, you know, he's a real pro, and he's dialed in, and yeah, he's been very good to me, and, you know, it's pretty remarkable that we're still working together after all these years. I was on this tour with him last year, and just, you know, the fact that he shared his platform with me is pretty big.
Well, it's got to be a blast and a nice change of pace, too, and you're playing some different stadiums across the country. That's pretty cool with him, too.
Yes, Yeah, and it's a lot easier when you're not the guy that has to sell the tickets. I'll tell you that. Because okay, I've been on the other side of it too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different animal, but, you know, to get out into, you know, warm up his crowds and through some incredible venues, got to really see the country, you know, seeing the rise that he experienced. Like I said, meeting him at Zany's and then, you know, getting to open for him at like Madison Square Garden. It's quite a ride. So that's great
cool.
that to see a guy from Chicago. And like I said, when you get to that level, the fact, you know, when you start to share your platform and say, hey, I'm going to introduce other comics to you, to your audience, you know, that's big.
You know, I almost feel like these days, you know, but back in the day, it was like you would be on Carson or Letterman to get noticed as a comedian. It's a lot more online now, obviously, and seeing things on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and everything else. But it's cool just to be able to go to a comedy show still today, as you did 50, 60 years ago, and watch a great performance. And whether it's a small club like Zany's or a big venue out in Vegas, I still think it's a great way to go with other people and just have a great night and laugh.
That's what you really can't forget. And I hope people remember a time that they've seen a live show. There's nothing like that.
Right.
And we're all consuming stuff online. We're all looking at short form content. And when you stop and put it down and walk into a show and you have a communal experience and you're laughing with other people and, you know, really connecting, that's what good comics do. That's what good comedy is. You're connecting with your audience and that's the experience. It's not, you know, clicking like and not even being in the same room with the person. So the live thing is really the only thing I think
it is
that stand up is really going to be able to hold on to as things continue to evolve.
Well, we don't do anything like that from an entertainment perspective anymore. Maybe go to the movies, but like the Super Bowl maybe is the only thing we're all doing together and all watching together and getting together with a group, but going to a live show, I agree with you 1,000%. And Vegas has got to be fun to play, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and Sebastian's had a semi-residency at the Wynn, so that's where I've been opening for him, which is a nice theater. It's not very big, so it's kind of cool. You know,
intimate.
He's playing these huge venues,
yeah.
And now you're in a, like, less, what is it? I think it's like 2,500 seats or 2,000 seats. And it's just a great property. I've also been, you know, out in Vegas performing at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
Right. Yep.
Vegas is always a different kind of scene, you know?
Yep.
People are usually pretty tuned up when they get there. And it's different because, like, the audience, they're from, you know, usually you go into a town and you're trying to connect to that town about their town. Vegas is so, like, you know, it's got so many people that are in from out of town, and it's pretty transient, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a different kind of feel. It's cool. It's like such a showbiz town.
Very cool. I was just thinking in my head here, I got to get you down to the Broadcast Museum because we got a, speaking of late night television, we got an exhibit because I run that museum now, and it's on late night TV. So we've got Carson's set. We've got Fallon's travel set. He's got a desk and stuff that when he hits the road. And Colbert and CBS just donated Colbert's entire set from the Ed Sullivan Theater that we're going to be setting up in the next couple months. But I will tell you,
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will calm down.
You would love it.
I went there around Christmas. I was trying to get into the gift shop to look for some stuff for family, and I didn't, you know, they were holiday hours, and I wasn't able to get in there, but
yeah.
I'm excited to check that out.
Yeah, I definitely want to get you in there. And I'll tell you, the kids, your young kids, they'll love Johnny Carson and Steve Allen. It's a great trip for the kids.
I'll bring them. Let's go. I got to do the Johnny Carson Comedy Festival, the Great American Comedy Festival in Norfolk, Nebraska, Johnny Carson's hometown.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got to go to like his boyhood home and
wow.
To see like this little town in Nebraska, like how much they embrace his legacy. And, you know, he's donated a bunch of dough to the high school, and there's the Johnny Carson Theater.
Yeah.
And that's where the festival, that's where like the headline event is.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, University of Nebraska. I mean, he's donated a lot of money to all that. In fact, his nephew, who was a producer for The Tonight Show, he's the one that gave us rights clearance to use anything we wanted to for Johnny stuff. So we've got his original magic book that got him out of his shyness. We've got his high school yearbooks. We've got Friars Club awards and programs.
Really?
Over the years. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff. You got to come check it out, man. Got to come check it out. Well, I will tell you.
I used to do a podcast, and I'll donate a microphone from an old podcast I used to do.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it for sure. Right to the museum. I love it. Comedian Pat McGann. He'll be on stage.
With the curator. All right. Thank you.
No problem. I'll introduce you. Pat's going to be on stage Sunday, July 19th at Zany's in Rosemont. He's also opening for Sebastian in Vegas at The Wynn. PatMcGann.com to find out more. Always a pleasure, my friend, and I'm hoping to get out there on the 19th.
Great, Dan. Would love to see you, and thank you for having me on. Always good to talk with you.